Chapter 12. The Table of Contents. Twilight entered the library hesitantly. Every chair, desk, and squashy sofa was unoccupied, and the place was completely silent. Saddlestitch explained no pony visited the library anymore because it was where the town of Bales had decided to keep all the books with empty pages. They were hopeful that the words would return somehow, but until then, it was like a book graveyard. It was eerie, and Twilight didn't like it one bit. But Paperbuck came here often to study in the reading room. "Paperbuck!" Twilight yelled as she trotted around, peeking into the other rooms and around the end of each aisle of shelves. "Paperbuck, are you there? I'm your friend. I just want to talk to you," Twilight whimpered. "Please!" The princess collapsed on the sofa in a heap of defeat. She knew she should probably go look somewhere else. There weren't many places he could be, the cafe, his house, or maybe even Saddlestitch's shop. Given Paperbuck's feelings on leaving Bales, Twilight Sparkle was pretty sure the stallion hadn't skipped town. Paperbuck didn't even think it was possible to leave. But it felt hopeless, until she heard voices. Twilight's ears perked up. Ponies were somewhere in this building, and they sounded like they were having an argument. Twilight followed the shouts. They were coming from the reading room. She crept down the hallway, careful not to make a peep. A shard of light shot across the floor. Twilight traced it with her eyes. It was leading to a crack in the wall between two bookshelves. The wall was ajar, like it had been pushed forward, books and all. "A false door?" Twilight whispered to herself. "Found ya, Paperbuck." She hung back for a moment and listened.
"We should let her see the book," a crusty old mare grumbled. "She is an Alicorn, so her magic may be powerful enough to bring them back."
"I agree with Dust Jacket," said a stallion. "Let the mare try. This has gone on long enough. Her magic led her to us for a reason."
"No, no, no," Paperbuck pleaded. "You ponies don't understand. What if something terrible happens? The last time a wizard tried to help us, all he did was curse us instead." There was a desperate edge to his voice. "We've learned to live without any new friends. It's safer this way. We're doing just fine on our own here in Bales."
"No, we're not, dear boy," the stallion replied. "We need ponies to read our books and share in the knowledge we've tried to protect these many years."
The old stallion sounded sad. "Hoofnote, Hardback, and I all agree. Stop hiding the book. Go and find the princess, and I'm right here." Twilight stepped into the light, revealing her presence to the room, "and I just heard everything." The ponies looked astounded. They sat around a massive circular meeting table. It reminded Twilight of the one in the Castle of Friendship, back home in Ponyville. Each member even sat on their own special wooden throne, just like she and her friends did. Twilight met Paperbuck's eyes, and he blushed red with shame. Twilight could see the object of her desire, the book she'd been searching for, in his hooves.
"What is this place?" she asked. "A town council?"
"We're the Table of Contents," said the old mare named Dust Jacket. "We are the ponies who decide what will make every pony in Bales happy." Hoofnote stood up. "But since you heard our conversation, I'm assuming we don't need to tell you that we've been discontented for a while now."
"I'm hoping I can change that."
Twilight reached her hoof out to Paperbuck and gave him a reassuring smile.
"May I see?"
The stallion looked to the table of contents. Each of them nodded. Paperbuck took a deep breath, reluctantly trotted over, and placed the long, sought-after book on the table in front of the princess.
"I'm sorry, princess. I guess I was just scared."
A flood of relief washed over Twilight Sparkle as she touched the book. The search was over.
I understand, Paper Buck. But sometimes we have to read between the lines. I never intended to do anything to hurt the ponies of Bales. All I want to do is help. When Twilight Sparkle finally cracked the cover open, she saw something she never expected. The pages were not only filled with the beautiful spells of Primrose the Prescient, they were annotated by none other than one of the most powerful ancient wizards of the past. Twilight's eyes scanned the scratchy writing and the familiar style of the observations. She knew this pony. Comet Tail the Starry-Eyed was the wizard from the story? Twilight gasped. This changes everything!